2, the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and we're going to read from verse 2 if you've got your Bible. Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and from verse 2, it says this. We'll go from verse 1, actually. It says, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied. Here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love very much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkeys. The donkey, Abraham told the servants, the boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back. So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife, and the two of them walked together. Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father, yes, my son, we have the fire and the wood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son, Abraham answered. And they both walked together. When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built a fire, an altar, and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Yes, Abraham replied, I am here. Don't lay a hand on the boy, the angel said. Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You are truly in awe of God. You have not withheld from him, from me, even your son, your only son. Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. And he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering to place in the place of his son. Can you imagine for a second what Abraham was going through when the Lord told him to go and sacrifice his only son? Now, from this account, we look at this, and constantly we see Isaac referred to as the boy. He was actually 24 years old. Can you imagine the thoughts going through that lad as he was laid on the fire, as he was tied to the top of the altar? And then Abraham's knife came out. Abraham would have done that in an instant. Why? Because, beloved, quite simply this. He had surrendered every part of himself to God Almighty. There was nothing left in him that was his. It all belonged to Almighty God. Everything had been given to God. He had surrendered everything. Not a thing was left. And for a second, put your mind into the mind of the boy, of Isaac, as he lay there, knowing that he was just about to die. But we don't see any struggle from him. We don't see him trying to get away. We just see his total surrender too. So Isaac lay there on the fire, completely surrendered to Almighty God, to his fate, to what was going to happen to him. I believe today, beloved, we have to make a declaration that we, in turn, are prepared to surrender all. We must be prepared to surrender all. I'm going to play some music. When I come back, we're going to pray, if that is your desire. This is a beautiful song by Peter Nicky Sims, and it's called I Surrender All. Make a decision. okay, beloved? Are you prepared to surrender every little bit of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you prepared to do that? Because I would certainly like to do that. And I would love to lead you in a prayer right now. Wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, just join me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, I love you, and I adore you, and Lord God, I worship you. In the beauty of holiness. And right now, in Jesus' name, I surrender all. And I say yes. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. This is Martin Lazell on Worship Radio 247. And a wonderful song that is called I Surrender All. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us the ability